Sunday, August 10th. I was online reading a post on a teen gossip website. Are the bad boys really breaking up? When I heard footsteps outside my bedroom door. I was sure it was Brianna sneaking around again. Then I noticed that she had slipped a piece of paper under my door. I had a hard time reading Brianna's sloppy handwriting, but it appeared to be a ticket of some kind. Magic by the amazing Brianna Deeney. Showtime now. Admission, $1. I had just been invited to a magic show by the amazing Brianna Deeney. Lucky me. Brianna is trying to earn yet another merit badge in scouting, this time in magic. She said it'll be an important skill to have when she moves to Baby Unicorn Island and starts working for Princess Sugarplum as an assistant magic user. Brianna had borrowed a magic set from her best friend Oliver, and after just a few hours of practice, she felt she was ready to share her awesome magic skills with the world. I decided to go along and pay the $1 fee for a ticket, even though it was a total ripoff. I was stuck babysitting since my parents were out. So as long as she was playing quietly, I was happy. Hey, when Brianna was bored, she could easily do $1,000 worth of damage just to the stuff in my bedroom. When I arrived to her show, she gave me a special seat in the VIP section with her favorite toys. Then Brianna blew a kiss to her audience and quickly disappeared into her closet. At first, I thought that was her magic act and the show was over. I was pretty disgusted I'd actually paid a whole dollar for an event that had lasted less than 30 seconds. I was seriously thinking about contacting her management to demand a refund. But then Brianna re-emerged from the closet wearing a magician costume, complete with a top hat. She announced in a booming voice,
"Ladies and gentlemen, toys and girls, please welcome the great, the awesome, the fabulous Brianna the Magician, also known around the world as the amazing Brianna Deeney."
Brianna bowed and tipped her hat to the audience. Then she pulled a big pink powder puff thingy out of her pocket. I was pretty sure it was the new one Mom had recently purchased to apply her makeup. But now it was completely covered in baby powder.
"Prepare to be amazed,"
the amazing Brianna Deeney bellowed as she slapped the powder puff and created a huge cloud of dust. I had to admit, it almost looked like magical smoke or something. I was extremely impressed. Unlike how my parents were going to be when they got home. Why? Brianna's magician costume looked a lot like the fancy tuxedo and top hat Dad had rented to be the best man in his cousin's wedding next week. Did I mention that his tux also magically turned from shiny black to powdery white in an instant? Dad was not going to be happy when money magically disappeared from his wallet due to his huge dry cleaning bill.
"Thank you, thank you,"
the amazing Brianna Deeney said as she bowed again.
"For my next trick, I will choose a person from the audience and saw him in half," she announced. "Do I have any volunteers?"
Sorry, but there was just no way I was volunteering for that magic trick. Especially for a beginner magician who had only been doing magic for like 2 hours. Brianna pointed to a cute fashion doll in a pink dress that was sitting near me.
"How about you, young lady?"
she asked. Hey, better her than me. The audience politely clapped for the very brave young lady. This is what happened next. I was shocked and surprised to see Brianna with a small saw. I thought for sure she was going to use plastic props in her magic show.
Brianna, put that thing down, I yelled at her. There's no way I'm letting you use a real saw. Don't you know that it's dangerous to play with tools like that?
Don't worry, miss,
she said and began sawing quickly.
I'm the amazing Brianna Dini.
Okay, I was starting to have a really bad feeling about the amazing Brianna Dini. She didn't even bother to wash her germy hands or sanitize that dirty saw before using it to do major surgery on that poor, unsuspecting fashion doll. I couldn't bear to watch and covered my eyes. Great news. I just got some new social media updates on my cell phone. So I'll finish this wacky story about Brianna's little magic show later. Here are my spy activity notes for today. Zoe started an online music vlog. Zoe Talks Music 2. Savage Summer. Loving my new music vlog. It's called Zoe Talks Music. She shares her fave songs with listeners and reviews popular tunes. She also interviews up-and-coming teen musicians after they perform live on her show. Today, she announced that she'll be covering the Lollapalooza Music Festival in Chicago for several days in August. Theo recently joined a 3-on-3 street basketball league, and yesterday, his team won. Theo Swag, 35. Savage Summer. We won our first 3-on-3 game! If Theo's team continues to win, they could qualify for semifinals, and ultimately, finals. OMG! What if both Zoe and Theo are out of town in August? Neither of them will be available to make the trip to Paris. Just great!